Welcome to this Project Cargo weekly interview, and our special guest of honor today is Mr. Erman Atik, the project director at Bati Innovative Logistics in Turkey. First of all, Erman, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo, for the opportunity. It is always good to see you, although it is a kind of difficult season for everybody. It is always good to see new faces, to be honest with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're most welcome. Most welcome. As you know, with most of my interviewees, I always let them have a word in the beginning to explain a little bit about their own shipping and freight forwarding background. So with that in mind, can you tell our viewers about how you got into shipping in the first place, ending up at Bati?
Thank you very much. It's really good question, because in my family, nobody is engaged with maritime business, to be honest with you. Okay. But once I start my education in the university related with the maritime engineering, then my sister followed me. So we are only the two people in the family who are engaged with business, shipping, maritime, to be honest with you. It has already been slightly more than 20 years in this, in the industry. I start working one of the biggest shipping company in Turkey in the past. It was a state-owned company called, maybe you remember, Turkish Cargo Lines. And I was a kind of junior trainee up there, started with my career in the company. It was the time that the company start be privatized. So I have been 3 years in the state of company, and then after another 3 years in the private company when Turkish Cargo Lines was having some issues with the management, etc. And then after I done my military service for 6 months time and start my career for another company in Turkey. It is an agent, maybe you know, Katoni Maritime.
Katoni, they're big,
Yes, I have stayed there about 15 years time. Okay. And have taken many of different roles, starting in Istanbul, and then I went to Mersin, city of Mersin, as act as a Mersin branch manager, and then came back to Istanbul once again to one of the division of Katoni, and ended my Katoni after 15 years, and recently joined to the Bati team, Bati family, thanks to our relationship with Captain Can Eraydın. You probably know him very well.
Yeah.
And we are working together with them for the last 1.5 year time. And I am acting as a project cargo director in the organization.
Okay, now that's a very impressive background. And of course, given that Turkey has a strategic location between Europe and Asia, it seems that you are in the right place for the future. One question I have to you as well is about the Bati Group. Can you explain a little bit, just a few words about the history of the Bati Indeed. Group? Because, in Turkey, there's so many forwarders, and I believe Bati has quite a strong let's say, track record. Explain Indeed. A bit about your group.
Indeed. The company has been established in 1992 in Turkey, in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Our head office headquarters locating in Istanbul and having branch offices in the surrounding of Turkey city ports, especially starting with Izmir, Mersin. And we are having some liaison offices in some small cities like Iskenderun, and also having some access through the subcontractors to the Black Sea offices. But Bati has already started business with an agency, and it was a kind of business running between Black Sea and Turkey in the past. But then after, the business have turned to freight forwarding, starting with containers and LTLs, FCLs, and etc. But the company right now is quite diversified with the business streams, to be honest with you. We do have air freight division, freight forwarding division for container business, isotank division for chemicals and industrial, elements. And we do have also a project cargo division, which I lead for the time being, and providing services to the shipping lines, to the companies, to the project partners. We do have also agency license in Turkey, and we are capable enough to act as a vessel agent when it comes to a kind of operational perspective. Currently under the project division in the organization, we are representing Roldok in Turkey, one of Dutch company. We are their commercial and operational agent whenever any Roldok vessel come to Turkey, including straight passages, port calls, and etc. We are the officially nominated port agent, but of course we are commercially supporting them a lot from the geography, because Turkey, Marmara, Black Sea, Aegean Sea, and also East Med, Mediterranean Sea, quite important for the operators. Most of them were having some hesitations in the past, but there is a certain business happening from this area to worldwide. So that's why we are trying to be ears and eyes for the operators, whoever are having close relationship with us. And we are always commercially supporting them with the information, with the happenings in the area.
Okay, that's pretty interesting to know. Yes, Royal Dock certainly have some very specialized vessels. So you do have the experience in handling OOG and Project Cargo. I can certainly hear that. One thing also that comes to mind to me, Turkey has, at least from tradition, been a transshipment point for cargo into Iraq, I think, via Mersin and Iskenderun. Is that something that you can organize?
Indeed. This is what we can easily do, because Mersin and Iskenderun ports are kind of gateway to Iraq. So today we are having serious issues with Syria. At least the Syrian ports are not operational right now, because this is what I'm telling, just because in the past, when Iraq comes, Iskenderun and Mersin port was competing against the Syrian ports. But now the only gateway to northern Iraq is just Iskenderun and Mersin. Okay. And our advantage is we do have our own office in Mersin and having access to Iskenderun port. And we are having some connections at the border, Zaho, where the Turkish border and Iraqi border connects. So that connections are making our life easier when it comes a kind of transshipment to northern Iraq destinations.
Okay, good to know. Another question that I've been thinking about, it has escaped no one that your, let's say, state airline, Turkish Airlines, is famous for not only excellent service, but they are reaching a lot of destinations on the African continent. And normally when an airline does that, it means that there's business too. A lot of Turkish companies are active in Africa, and not least in North Africa and other places. Do you see a lot of Turkish companies in construction and elsewhere going abroad like
Actually,
that?
Very good question, Bo, because we are always following the involvement of the Turkish construction companies to foreign projects, and Africa is one of the target destination for each and everyone, because it is a kind of national target at, on the other side. It is not a big surprise that Turkish Airlines are flying every day to those countries, because the government is supporting them a lot in order to make life easier for the construction, Turkish construction companies, to have access to those emerging markets. So this is going hands to hands, to be honest with you. I don't know whether Turkish Airlines are making money out of it. Probably they do. But it is a kind of strategy that Turkish government is placing, and probably one of the targets for Turkish Airlines should be having direct access to many of countries who are, you know, having potential for future. Yeah. And this is just to make the construction companies' life easier for better access on daily basis, maybe.
Right. No, I've flown Turkish Airlines many times myself via Istanbul, fantastic new terminal and a good service. So certainly an airline you can be proud of. Coming back to Turkey as such, has your economy been hit by, and of course also your business in Batı, have you been hit hard by this COVID thing?
Well, actually, we were having lower expectation at least for the last year, but it was surprisingly not a bad year, to be honest with you, because it comes to a kind of situation that people need to move the cargoes. So the trade, the business should continue. The show must go on, I think. This is what I see.
Yes.
Of course, I have some doubts if under the project perspective, let's say, if we had a kind of such a, you know, rewarding year, I just wonder whether we have been already doing some projects that have already been planned for the last 6 months and a year time, or we would be having the similar situation in this year as well. This is a kind of a big question mark to myself, but I see the commercial market, especially project cargo and container business, are having some difficult dynamics right now. Yeah. And this may affecting the increase for the rates. So yeah. the market is quite high nowadays.
Yeah, when you mention increase in the rates, I mean, it has escaped no one that the ship owners are nowadays, some of them at least, are very, very arrogant. They're totally fully booked. They mm-hmm. change prices from day to day almost. And even you pay a premium, they will still short ship your cargo yeah. or they will not honor the commitment. Do you see the same kind of very high-nosed attitude from some of the ship owners in your country?
Well, actually, it is owners' time right now. So yeah. they're making a kind of justification. So I was mainly on the owner side, to be honest with you. I'm just favoring that owners must survive, because without a competition, without, you know, a feasible environment for owners, the trade is getting impossible, or you do see some other difficulties in terms of just monopolies and etc. That's why I encourage owners to make money, and some of newcomers should also be in the marketplace, you know, to make a justification. Yeah. So in the past, we have seen very, very low rates for the containers. That's a, you know, clear fact. But it has already been affected after Lehman crisis. Maybe the maritime industry haven't seen any serious impact when we were living in the Lehman crisis situation. But after a couple of years, it was a hit to the maritime industry, because many of newcomer, new built vessels into the market. And then after, it was a kind of ridiculous marketplace in terms of freights and operational perspective. But today is the justification for the owners. I don't know how long it will keep continue.
Yeah. No, I think it's a two-way street here. You're absolutely right. They need. They've had several, let's say, bad years. It's their time to earn a lot of money now.
Yeah.
Except of course when there are no containers available, and if this goes on too long, the whole supply chain will be disrupted. But let's see what happens. Hopefully it becomes. Or it stabilizes.
I hope so. The balance is important. Both parties should win, or all parties should win, let's say.
Yeah.
So that's why that could be a kind of balance one way or another in the trade. This is how it is.
Right. So just one of my final question here to you. Given the fact that Turkey has the strategic location, given the fact that there are so many forwarders to choose from in Turkey, and how would you say that you distinguish yourself standing out, being the reliable choice? What would you say to me if I was a customer to you?
Yeah, actually, Bo, we are light asset company. We don't have our trucks. We don't have any ships. We are just providing kind of service, a kind of engagement of the different parties and making a kind of full package service, providing full package service. I think it is something old fashioned that you propose port-to-port services, which everybody do. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is that once you start engaging all the parties in the same pool and you make a kind of good chain in between those organizations and providing regular information, correct information, on time information, that pays the value.
Yeah,
we are providing integrated logistics services, and it's come up with the transportation, inland transportation deliveries, and we are providing also consultancy on customs perspective, because in Turkey no any freight forwarder or logistics company can do customs clearance on receiver's behalf or the shipper's behalf.
Right.
But only the regulated or nominated customs broker can perform. This is the difference between European countries and Turkey. This is sometimes not so easy to explain to the parties, especially in Europe, but this is what it is. So we are just trying to diversify our position, that we propose full package service in whatever request.
And I think, given the fact that you already do represent the Roll Dock, certainly that's a very, highly or strong asset ship owner. They wouldn't have you as their partner there if you weren't reliable. So I think you made your case.
Thank you very much for underlining this, because from the ship owner's perspective, the agency part of the business are kind of complementary nowadays. Used to be a kind of the only service that agents are doing. Operational performance was important for the operators.
Yeah.
But today you must be having a kind of commercial contribution. This is what we propose, and complementary, we are providing agency service.
Right, right. Now, it sounds like the right way to do, because just going on board the ship, clearing it in, fixing crew chains and stuff. No, they also want cargo back, and they want you to look in the market what's available,
indeed.
Right?
Indeed.
That's really very interesting. No, I've certainly heard the name of Batty Group before, and it's well known to me. So it was also my pleasure to have the possibility to conduct this interview. So I would like to say, Erman, many thanks to you for your available time this morning.
Thank you very much, Bo. It was a brilliant opportunity for me to express ourselves. Maybe additionally, I should also name Peters and May, who we are also representing in Turkey. In this pandemic season, people are, taking the chance to use their own boats and yachts. And we are now in a position to propose a kind of different style of service, owing the fact that we are using Peters and May products in Turkey.
So you support them. They are well known for moving yachts around the world, of
indeed
course.
And we are their agent right now in Turkey.
Okay.
saying, it was surprising for me after I joined Tubata to see that many of new built yachts are available in Turkey, and in Antalya it is a kind of free zone area called Aspaş, is only dedicated for build of construction of new boats and yachts. Okay. For many of famous people, to be honest with you. And also the shipyards in Marmara Sea is quite capable to build commercial boats, PSVs, tugs, and etc. So there is a good potential for Turkey or Peters and May or similar industry, and this is what we do in Turkey as well.
Okay, but that's really good to know. So I will check my bank account after this after this interview and see how much is left. Then when I purchase my own yacht, I'll come to you for advice.
Please be our guest. It's just free for you, Bo.
Thank you. Okay, and this thanks to you again. Erman, and to all our viewers around the world, this was yet another interview by Project Cargo Weekly, and our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Erman Atik, the project director at Batty Innovative Logistics in Turkey. Over and out from me, and feel free to follow us in the near future for further interviews. Thank you.